Welcome back to the show, everyone. Today, we're not just reviewing a video. We're turning Simon Dixon's bombshell interview with Peter McCormick into a full breakdown. The title, The New World Order Has Already Begun. Simon lays out how the financial, military, and technical industrial complexes, FIC, MIC, TIC, are quietly steering us from a unipolar Western dominance into a managed multipolar world. Wars aren't random. They are transitional theater. Debt is a weapon. Chaos is the script. But the part that hit me hardest, and the reason we're doing this episode, is the 10-year escape plan. Sarah, you watched it too. Walk us through the big picture first.
Absolutely. Simon says the current chaos, Middle East flare-ups, Venezuela, regime change stories, even Epstein file games, is engineered reallocation. Elites are using it to asset strip the West while consolidating power. The petrodollar is breaking, gold deals are happening behind the scenes, and the real pandemic isn't a virus, it's the psychological trauma and existential dread hitting society. The K-shaped economy is real. Top 1%, or the 150 people he jokes run everything, get richer in the new order. Everyone else gets hollowed out. Trump, the complexes, even AI control grids, it's all part of the managed transition.
Exactly. But here's where it gets practical for every listener. Around the 115 mark, Simon drops the 10-year escape plan. He's crystal clear. The only financial defense is self-custody of hard, sound assets, specifically gold and Bitcoin, and completely withdrawing from fiat equities and paper markets. Why? Because this isn't a normal cycle. This is the deliberate demolition of the debt-based Western financial system so the multipolar world can rise without blowing up the elite's wealth.
Let's zoom in on that, because this is the part every individual needs to hear. In a unipolar dollar world, fiat and stocks worked because the U.S. could print, export inflation, and keep the global reserve status. That's ending. In the multipolar world, BRICS, gold-backed trade, regional powers settling in neutral assets, fiat currencies become tools of control and devaluation. Governments and central banks will weaponize debt and money printing to manage the shift. That means inflation, capital controls, bail-ins, and forced reallocation. Paper stocks and bonds, they're claims on a collapsing system. Simon calls it exit the system for a reason.
So why do regular people need to own hard, sound assets right now? Three big reasons Simon hammers home. Preservation through the transition. Gold is the ancient neutral reserve asset. Bitcoin is a digital bearer asset that no government can inflate or seize if you hold the keys. Both survive when paper fails. He points out gold is already breaking the dollar in real time, and Bitcoin emerges as the ultimate self-custody play when trust in treasuries evaporates.
That's right. Ultimately, it's about protection from the K-shaped economy heist. Elites are already positioned in hard assets and real economy plays. The masses holding 401ks, bank deposits, debt, and fiat equities get diluted. Self-custody means you opt out of their game. Ledger-style hardware wallets for Bitcoin, physical gold or monetary metals-style accounts, whatever keeps it out of the system.
Then there's the goal of true sovereignty in a multipolar reality. In the New World Order, power flows to whoever controls sound money. Countries are already pivoting to gold and Bitcoin reserves. Individuals who do the same gain personal sovereignty. No counterparty risk, no confiscation through inflation, no forced participation in the digital control grid. Simon ties it to the spiritual rebellion too. Analog community, rural living, real relationships. But financially, it starts with owning something that can't be printed or rehypothecated.
And he gives a timeline, roughly 10 years of managed chaos before the new architecture solidifies. That's why now, not when gold is $5,000 or Bitcoin is six figures. Withdraw gradually from fiat equities, stack hard assets, get self-custody dialed in, and build parallel systems, community, skills, land. It's not doom porn, it's the only rational defense when the script is already written.
Sovereign survival is the name of the game, because once you secure your finances with sound assets, the real rebellion is psychological and spiritual. You stop feeding the beast, and we all get to contribute to a better world.
If you only take one thing away, the multipolar world isn't coming. It's here. The elites have their escape plan. Your escape plan is self-custody of hard, sound assets. Gold and Bitcoin, physical and digital, now.
Absolutely. The link to the full video is in the show notes. Enjoy. Then continue working on your own 10-year plan. Many of you are, of course, already well down this road. Stack accordingly, stay sovereign, stay humble, and we'll see you on the other side.